Amen. Glory to God. Faith never takes no for an answer. Faith never takes no for an answer. You know, if what you need tonight is something that God promises in His Word, then you should never take no for an answer. Regardless of how religion and tradition may have programmed you, you should never take no for an answer. In fact, religion will tell you, and the one instance that they will cite, you'll hear things like this. Oh, well, you can ask God, but you know the answer might be no. That's you could get stirred about something like that. And the example they will cite is, well, the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, had a thorn in his flesh, and he asked the Lord to take it away, and the Lord said, no, that's a load of rubbish. As we were worshipping tonight, the Lord just had me go back there. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Glory to God. Let's just read it again. Well, you got to. Sometimes you just believe things because religion told you, and it's not the way it is at all. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 12 and verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations that he'd received from the Lord, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Who gave that? The Lord? That's not what he said. He said a messenger of Satan was assigned to me, to buffet me, to beat me, lest I be exalted above measure. To try and keep me down, to try and prevent the message that I carried from spreading across the earth. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, no. No, he didn't. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The power of Christ that comes to deliver. He had a word from the Lord. That word that he received the day he was called. When he first met with the Lord spoke to him and said, he gave that testimony many times. He said, the Lord spoke to me and he told me that he would deliver me from the Jews and from the Gentiles. Doesn't matter how many messengers from Satan came to beat me and to buffet me. The Lord promised me. And that's the Lord just reminded him there, my grace is sufficient for you. That wasn't a no, that was a yes. The man from Del Monte is not the only one who says yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember that advert for, was it the TSB years ago, the bank who likes to say yes? Most people that went discovered it wasn't true. Amen. Glory to God. Well, there's a bank that does like to say yes. The Bank of Heaven, where God has a treasure store of healing and deliverance and everything that you might need in that place. Hallelujah. I mean, we need to deal with some of these sacred cows. Come on and knock them for 6. Hallelujah. Blow them over. These Dagons that have been lifted up in the house of God. It's time for the power of God and to come to knock them over. Whatever you need tonight, I want to tell you, if it's attached to a promise that God has made in His Word, then the answer will be yes. They never take no. Faith never takes no for an answer. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says this, for all, say all. That's an inclusive word. For all the promises of God in Him, in Christ, are yes and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Amen. His promise has been fulfilled in our lives. It's what brings glory to God. Hallelujah. Not yes, no, or maybe. Come on. Don't ever take no for an answer. Faith never takes no for an answer. Matthew chapter 15. Let's look at one lady's experience of this. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 15. And verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith, let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Glory to God. I want us to look at some things concerning this woman's experience. According to Mark chapter 7 verse 25, where Mark gives an account of this, of what happens here, it says there that this woman heard about Jesus. The first thing I want us to get a hold of tonight is that she heard. Amen. Up until she heard about Jesus, her position was hopeless. But she heard. She heard that Jesus was going around delivering from people from demons and healing the sick. And she didn't even have any basis in religion to come to Jesus. He was a Jewish rabbi. She was a woman of Canaan. She had no connection with him religiously, culturally, or any other way. And yet, she heard something. She heard something that charged, recharged, and restored her hope. That something could be different, that something could change in her daughter's life. Hallelujah. Hope is always connected to change. Hallelujah. Amen. And change must always be connected to hope. She heard. She heard. The first thing she did was she heard. Faith comes by hearing. Faith is activated by hearing. She had to, you know, she had to overcome the cultural objections. Sometimes we have to overcome the cultural objections that arise within us. Remember, I said it many years ago that God spoke this to me. He said, you'll have to break out of the cultural mores if you're going to break into the more of God. These are the established customs attached to a community. Who knows, in this community, well, there's certain things in regard to religion that we broke out of in order to break into the more of God. Or you can get stuck in them. She had to break. Sometimes you have to break through the denominational biases, the things that you've been programmed with that are just contrary. Like I said, even that thorn that everybody wants to bring God's word down to the level of poor Paul's experience and try and mess with it and yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. First thing was she heard. Faith comes by hearing. She overcame all of the cultural objections, the denominational biases, all of the things. Hope was restored in her life and it charged her. It charged her faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The second thing is, in verse 22, it says, behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region, cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. The second thing she did was, first thing was she heard, the second thing she did was she asked. See, faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith is not afraid to speak. Faith is not afraid to ask. You know, here's a promise for you. Ask and you might receive. Ask and the answer might be no. Ask and the answer may be, well, I'm not really sure yet, because the way I've worked is some I do and some I don't, so I haven't figured out yet what I'm going to do for you. No, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock on that door and that door will be opened to you. Hallelujah. Faith speaks. She had heard that Jesus cast out devils. She'd heard that Jesus healed the sick, and so she came asking very specifically for healing and deliverance. Amen. See, love for her daughter made her faith effective. Hallelujah. Verse 23. She heard, she asked. Verse 23. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. She resisted the temptation. The third thing is she resisted the temptation to give up and to quit and to walk away and say, oh, well, I suppose this is just a load of rubbish. All I heard must have been false. Who knows that faith expects an answer even when it's slow in coming? Yeah. Even when it appears that no one's listening. You ever pray these kind of prayers and it appears that God hasn't heard? Because we look for a sign. We're always looking for a sign. No, faith just carries on. Amen. When all signs are gone, when all the signs are negative. But everything looks like it's more hopeless today than it was yesterday. But you carry on believing. Yeah. Faith, you carry on expecting. She wasn't turned aside. She refused the temptation to give up and to quit. Hallelujah. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Finally, she's getting an answer, but it's not really the answer she's looking for. She persevered even when the answer didn't seem to be what she wanted to hear. It wasn't that Jesus was rejecting her. It wasn't that he was excluding her. It wasn't that he was saying, I've got nothing for you. He's drawing her. He's working on her. He knows. He says, I'm going to draw more out of you. There's something in you that I'm going to draw out of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But some people, when they hear something like, oh, well, I guess, you know, this isn't for me. Why? Because we're charged, we're programmed with that kind of stuff. Amen? Oh, well, the answer didn't come yet, so that's, I guess it's not coming. I guess the answer is no. Faith never takes no for an answer. The fourth thing is she persevered when the answer didn't seem to be what she wanted to hear. Verse 25, then she came and worshipped her. And this is the turning point, folks. You need to understand, this is the turning point. Saying, Lord, help me. She worshipped him. She began to magnify him. She humbled herself and said, look, I've got this need. I can do nothing about it, but I believe you can do something about it. That's why I have come to you. That's why I have come to you. I've heard about you, the greatness of our God. I've heard that you are able to heal the sick and to deliver people from their demon possession. And I've come to you. And you know, in Psalm 85, it says, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And the Greek word for worship is proskuneo, which means to stretch towards, to kiss. Hallelujah. She's just been told that it's this, that Jesus has only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And yet, because of worship connects her, because the Father is seeking worshippers. That revelation was given to a Samaritan woman, again, who had no cultural or religious basis for receiving anything from God. And yet Jesus brings that revelation of the Father seeking worshippers to that woman. That woman with quite a colourful past, to put it nicely. Amen. That's the woman who gets that. Not the Pharisees, not the religious leaders. They didn't get that revelation. God didn't choose to share that with them. He brought it to that woman. Hallelujah. Something, when you come into that place of worship, you need to understand. You see folks coming to church sometimes and they just start looking around, you know. You know, and you think, wow, you're messy. You don't understand what this is about. Mercy and truth are made together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. It brought her into connection with him. It connected him with her. All of a sudden, she has right standing with God. Why? Worship puts you in the right position. Only worship brings you into that place. That's what Jesus said. He said, pray this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Worship. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It aligns you with the throne. It gets you into possession to be able to receive. What does worship do? Worship does. Nothing else does that but worship. Hallelujah. You can have all of the words, you can have all of the concepts, you can have all of the precepts, you can have all of the principles, but if you don't come into the place of worship, they don't work. They only work in the place of worship. That's the only place they work. That's the only place they become effective. Hallelujah. She worshipped. She came and worshipped him. That didn't matter now. She wasn't part of the house of Israel. She was. She just became part of the house of Israel. True Israel. Not Israel by birth. Natural birth. Not Israel by adoption. Not Israel by having moved bag and baggage from Canaan to live in Jerusalem or somewhere. To geographically relocate. No, this was worship. I just made her. One of the lost sheep just got found. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did that? Worship did it. And she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he's still working on her. Verse 26. See, here's a wee test. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Come on, what an insult. She's not even a dog, she's a little dog. You know what I mean? I have a little bit of respect for big dogs. I don't have a whole lot of respect for little dogs, I have to confess. These wee naffy, snappy little things. You know, you might have a lovely wee dog that you love. Well, that's just my opinion, okay, so don't. you're having a wee test of your own because she had to push through the opportunity to be offended. Hallelujah. Looks like Jesus had a thing about little dogs as well, but anyway, that's just about our opinion. Amen. You know these dogs that you take for a walk, except you carry it, and you're the only one that gets a walk. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You put a wee coat on it so it doesn't get cold, you know. I'm only fooling with you now, you understand. See, I'm giving you a test to see, because if you've got one of them, I don't know you. I don't know all of you. I don't know what pets you have. I don't know anything about it. You might have one. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you do, glory to God. I hope you love it. Look after it. Because the Bible says it's only a fool who doesn't look after his animals. I hope it's blessed living in your house. Amen, Barry. Hallelujah. You got one of you? Yeah, amen. I thought you did. I guess. Did it cry with you tonight? Did it cry with you? Oh, yeah, yeah. Comforted you, so, consoled you. Yeah, I mean, I know we weren't going to mention 4-1 or in, but you know what I'm saying. Well, I saw Luke was trying to convince me, but 4-2 is still losing. It's still a loss, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Bring back 1966. Amen. She pushed through the opportunity to be offended. You see, true worshippers cannot be offended. That's what we're highlighting here right now. True worshippers cannot be offended. I've said it before, if you're going to make it, you must become unoffendable. Because offense is what pulls you out of that place of worship. You cannot be aligned with the throne of God and the will and the purposes of God in the earth if you're carrying offense in your heart. Offense will block everything. It's a stumbling block. It brings a blockage. It's a snare. That the Greek word is talking about the bait stick of a trap. It snares you. It holds you in a place where you cannot move forward in the things of God until it's dealt with. And she pushes through the opportunity to be offended. What is the only thing that will take you through that? Worship. Worship. The Father is seeking worshippers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. You see, Jesus revealed, as I said, that to a woman who, He just told her that basically she was a serial adulteress. Now she could have just said, "Oh, what do you know anyway, you old rabbi, I'm out of here." Come on. But instead of that, the word that could have offended her, the information that He carried, she didn't. It shook her to the very foundation. And she pushed through it. Hallelujah. And because of that, she got the revelation that the Father is seeking worshippers. People who will push through the opportunity to be offended. Verse 27, and she said, "Yes, Lord." Maybe you're wondering, why does it seem as if the answer is no? The answer is not no. The answer is never no. The answer is always yes. All of the promises of God are in Him, yes, and in Him, amen. Yeah. To the glory of God the Father through us. Hallelujah. So maybe if it appears the answer is no, it's not the answer is no. It's because He's saying, "My grace is sufficient for you." You need to break through out of offense, out of unforgiveness, out of resentment, out of these things by laying hold upon My grace. The grace is not a cover-up, it's an empowerment, it's a supernatural enablement to move you forward into the fullness of what God has for you. Hallelujah. "But you don't know what happened to me." Well, I don't have to. "You don't know what life threw at me. You don't know what people did to me." I don't have to. The Lord knows, and He says, "My grace is sufficient for you." Hallelujah. It says, Paul said it in 2 Corinthians 7, 12, he says, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. You know, I said it last week, you've got to get past your please prayers. Please prayers don't work. It's thank you prayers you have to bring. You see, when you get a hold of it, His grace is sufficient. Jesus said, "This is your way through this, Paul. Begin to thank Me for My grace. Stop bringing your wee please prayers. Oh, please, this is too hard. Take it away from me." Start coming with your thank you prayers. "Thank you, Lord, that this message you've given me is so powerful, so awesome, so incredible that the forces of darkness are opposing it with everything that they have. Thank you, Lord, that your strength is sufficient, that your grace is sufficient for me to come through every situation in victory." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You must put your please prayers aside. You must come into you must bring thank you prayers. Faith says thank you. It doesn't say please, it says thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Zimbabweans know about that, amen. He was sharing with us earlier on in his language, there is no word for please. So if he comes up and says, I'll have a cup of tea, and doesn't say please, you know why. I'll tell you what he will say, thank you very much. It's not that he has bad manners, it's that the Zimbabweans have a revelation. Higher level of revelation. Glory to God. She said, I pleaded with the Lord. Oh, please, you can imagine, can't you? It was tough. It was extremely tough. And we've been in these situations, haven't we, when it gets so tough? And we come with these, please, please, please. And we're missing it because of that. Because every promise is yes. And he mentioned, I promised you, Paul, that I would deliver you. What are you coming with your please prayers for? Why are you not thanking me for my deliverance? Because I don't feel very delivered right now. What's your feeling got to do anything to do with it? What does how you feel have to do with anything? She pushed through the opportunity. Verse 27. Hallelujah. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Hallelujah. She didn't allow Jesus' statement to stop her short of what is promised to those who believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. She didn't allow Jesus' statement to stop her short of what is promised to those who believe. I'll tell you, her heart was so after God that wisdom just flowed out. That's the kind of answer Jesus would get. That's a Jesus answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. She's perfectly aligned. She's hooked up. She's connected to the power source. Nothing else can happen from here on in but her receiving. The eighth thing is she received revelation and she boldly spoke it out. That was revelation that she had. Neil went into tongue there for a minute. That's revelation. Even the dogs, the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She got that revelation and she boldly spoke it out. Hallelujah. She wasn't arguing with the Lord. She was boldly speaking out the revelation that she had received. Hallelujah. Nearly there. Glory to God. Ninth and last thing. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Glory to God. She was rewarded for her perseverance and she received the yes that she was looking for, that she was believing for, and the yes that she was expecting. She received it. In the Message translation, translate that verse 28 this way. Jesus gave in. Oh, woman. And I love it. You know, you've got to think of it in the way you would, you know, not like, oh, woman, but, oh, woman, your faith is something else. Yeah. That's the way it translates. I love that. Your faith is something else. What you want is what you get. Do you like that? Yeah. Women, your faith is something else. I haven't encountered faith like this. Most of the places I've been, I haven't encountered faith like this. What you want is what you get. Don't take no for an answer. When all of the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And let's just remind ourselves of how faith works in Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah, because this is the principle that this woman was living out. So it's not enough just to know principles in your mind. You've got to be flowing in your life. The Holy Spirit brings these things alive on the inside of us when we hook up with Him. And the way to connect is through worship. Worship was the turning point in this encounter. Worship is what aligned her with heaven. The disciples wanted rid of her. In fact, Jesus, and if you read what it says in the Message concerning that, he says, man, have I not got enough in my hands with the lost sheep of the house of Israel? You can imagine, can't you? You know what I mean? It's real life, folks. It's not sanctimonious we brought up. You know, it's real life. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Listen to what it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, Jesus speaking, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. And you will have them. She had heard that Jesus delivered people from demons and healed the sick. And she had a very sick daughter who was possessed of a very nasty devil. And she wasn't going to quit until she had received from Jesus what she heard that he was capable of doing. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you tonight, never take no for an answer. Religion might have programmed you to take no for an answer. But if you will push through everything, push through every hindrance, every objection, and every opportunity to be offended. Glory to God. I mean, come on, even what Teach read there from the blind Bartimaeus, to say to someone, you know, what do you want me to do for you? I want to tell you something. That man could have said, well, I'd like you to help me fill in my benefit forms. I want to tell you something. You might laugh. Jesus would have done it for him. He would have done it for him. Well, Jesus, you know, I haven't had a decent meal for a few weeks, you know. He said, okay, well, come on. There's a McDonald's down here. I'll take you in and buy you something. What do you like, Big Mac? That's what he'd have got. What do you want me to do for you? No, he went all the way. Never take no for an answer. No if, buts, and maybes. It's yes. The answer I'm looking for is yes, because all of the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen to the glory of God the Father through us. That's what brings forth the testimony that Teach already said, that testimony that overcomes. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and by not loving our lives even unto death. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. What does that mean? Well, sometimes part of you is going to have to die before you can live. In fact, all of you is going to have to die before you can live. You're going to have to put all of the stuff under your feet. Like we spoke about Wednesday night, sometimes you've got to just put reputation out of the way. Amen. Become a allowed reputation to go with the wind. Allow yourself to be known as a head case, an extremist, a nutter. Hallelujah. Someone who speaks things that are not as though they are just because that's what God does. Hallelujah. That will always attract flack, opposition, criticism, cynicism, all of the other nasty isms that are out there ready to target themselves against you. You'll always become a target. What are you going to do in that place? Become offended or stay in alignment with the throne of God. Are you here tonight with a need? Whatever that need is, I believe that if you come right now in worship and align yourself with the throne, and allow the Spirit of God to come, and if there's anything in you, if you're carrying anything negative, carrying anything that's a blockage, God's not come to condemn you, he's come to release you from it. Hallelujah. He's not coming to put his finger in your face and say, you ugly, horrible person, you thinking these things and holding these things in your heart. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I've come to set you free. I've come to deliver you. I've come to bring you, to take you right to the place of complete deliverance. Hallelujah. What do you want me to do for you? That's the question tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.